أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters Let me first begin by saying Jazakallah khairan to every single one of you who have taken the time out to come to our inaugural iftar I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a huge deal it's a massive deal for us For us to have the opportunity to address our supporters, community leaders, influentials, and so forth about the work that we've been doing for 11 years. In 11 years, a common argument that I've heard amongst Muslim leaders and laity is that we need to be more like the Zionist Jews. I hear it all the time. We need to be more like the Jews. We need to be more like the Zionist Jews. And when you probe further, as in, what do you mean by this? And I do, I ask, what do you mean the Muslims need to be more like the Zionist Jews? Nearly always it's related to politics, political lobbying, influencing policy making, or attaining high positions in academia so we can influence policy. Never, rarely, if ever, do I hear that we need to be more like the Zionist Jews when it comes to the media. Because the Zionist Jews are the most unified when it comes to supporting their media. Good, bad, or ugly, they put their differences aside and they are unified upon the cause of Zionism, defending every single act of Israel. And they are willing to put their differences aside, whether it's over styles and means and language and tone. Let's compare them to five pillars. In 11 years, wallahi, we have never had to pay a single penny to a single entity who have brought a defamation claim against us. Not a single penny. Not a single apology to the enemies of Islam and Muslims when we have reported about them. And in addition to that, we have 100% grading by the internationally renowned journalism review NewsGuard. Even then, over the years, even amongst some Muslim critics, we've had some labels attributed to us. The Muslim Daily Mail, the Muslim tabloid press, the Muslim media mercenaries. And I say this to you all today, wallahi, I embrace those labels with chest. I'm happy to be the Muslim Daily Mail. I'm happy to be the Muslim tabloid press. I'm happy to be a Muslim media mercenary if it's for the sake of Allah and for this deen. Because it is the same tabloid press like the Daily Mail and the Sun who are the most read publications in this country. They are the biggest opinion makers in this country. In 1997, the Sun newspaper under Rebecca Brooks won Tony Blair the elections. The same in 2010 when David Cameron and the Tories at the time made a deal with the Daily Mail. And the same two newspapers, the same trash tabloid press, not that we see ourselves as such, but I'm just saying the impact of the tabloid style press is what gives the Muslim communities a hard time. It's not the Telegraph or the Sunday Times or the Guardian that's waiting outside Imam Shakil's masjid waiting to do a hit job on him. It's the tabloid press. It's the tabloid press that launches investigations into our charities. It's the tabloid press that gives our masajid and our mashayikh a hard time. So why not fight them the way they fight us? You've seen a couple of videos so far and most of them have featured myself from Russia. But wallahi, there's a whole team behind the work of Five Pillars, who have made what we do on a day-to-day basis possible. I just want to mention one person who's with us today. Where is Zulkarnain Bande? Put your hand up, Zulkarnain. Our brother Zulkarnain, he's our correspondent from Indian Occupied Kashmir. From Indian Occupied Kashmir. Allahu Akbar! And there are others. We have a brother called Mir Faisal, our India correspondent, who has to do his work in secrecy in India under the Hindutva regime. And we have others scattered across the world. We have Brother Mohsin Bajaz here with us today. Those of you who like the podcast, he's the brains behind the podcast. He's the creative brains behind the podcast. There would be no Blood Brothers today if it wasn't the work of Mohsin Bajaz. There would be no Five Pillars website if we didn't have Obeita Shakir, who's constantly dealing with Zionist hacks into our website and our gadgets being hacked all the time. Look, the fact of the matter is there is no one that does what Five Pillars does. This is the truth. Yes, there are, mashallah, very competent and creative Muslim media outlets and content creators out there, there's no denying that, that produce positive feel-good stories and reminders about Islam and Muslims. That's fine. That is their remit. In fact, some of their founders are here with us today. They tell me, you guys do what we don't do. And we acknowledge that. And shall I tell you who else recognizes that we do what no one else does? The UK government does. Just earlier on this week, Michael Gove was supposed to have included our name amongst an honorable list of extremist organizations, but he pulled out last minute because I believe he did not want the legal heat. He did not want that smoke. But the point of the matter is, they fully acknowledge the work that we do. I tell you who else acknowledges the work that we do and the impact that we have. The Hindutva government of Narendra Modi formally wrote to Twitter on 2022 calling for our Twitter account to be terminated. In the same year, we had the UK Embassy of Israel write to Impress calling for an investigation into Five Pillars with the end goal of us being struck off from their publication. How is it that they recognize the impact of our work, yet we are here 11 years on still trying to convince the community? Just last week, we acknowledged the 6-year anniversary of the Christchurch massacre in 2018. Roshan will remember when that incident happened within 24 hours, with the very little money and resources that we had, we sent out a brother called Abdul Wahid from Sydney to go there and report from on the ground. No other Muslim media outlet was there on the ground. In 2020, we were invited by the Turkish government to cover the restoration and the opening of Masjid Hagia Sophia, a historical moment. There was no other Muslim media outlet was there. My younger brother Aki is here, my friend Imraz Akhtar was there. And I remember when we were in the press corner and they were making takbirat and du'as, amongst the journalists, it was just us. They were making takbirs and du'as and the rest of the media, even like the Turkish press, they were looking at us thinking, wow, you guys are supposed to be journalists. How come you guys are also saying takbirs and you guys are rejoicing? We said, because this is part of our values. It's a part of our identity. Shame on you, Osmanli Torunu. You're supposed to be the descendants of the Ottomans. Why aren't you rejoicing with us? In 2021, when the noble people of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan kicked out the US-led NATO forces, within months, Roshan went out there with his iPad, with his iPhone, a clip-on mic, and his tripod. And he went report from on the ground. When the world's media had turned against a country that was under 20 years of brutal occupation. Just in February, we were the only English-speaking Muslim media outlet at The Hague for the historic genocide case against Israel. These are just some examples that we're giving you where we have made our presence known with the very little and limited resources that we've had. And that's because, as I've already mentioned, there is no one that does what Five Pillars does, brothers and sisters. I've met so many people throughout the years that have said, Brother Dili, you know, mashallah, you guys do and say what we can't and say and do. Fantastic, mashallah. If we are saying and doing what you can't do, then put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is. Because we're putting our neck on the lines. It's us who get visits from plainclothed officers, get oboed up and surveilled by plainclothed officers. Our gadgets get hacked, our emails get hacked. Everything that we do is looked into, surveilled. Our addresses, docs, death threats is just a standard thing in our line of work. If we're putting our neck on the line, then put your money where your mouth is. Because this is what we're doing out here. We're fighting a jihad in the media. It is not a physical one. It is an ideological one. It is one for the preservation of the Islamic identity and the advancement of our moral and ethical values for the betterment of this society, of which the front line is the media. I want to wrap up with just one example from the Seerah. For those of you who are aware of the Ghazawat of the Prophet ﷺ and the military expeditions, there were times where certain companions couldn't take part in these military campaigns, for whatever reasons. Some of them were injured from a previous battle, others had pressing responsibilities as sole carers of an elderly parent. Others were actually instructed to stay back in Medina. And was that it? Do you think they accepted that? No. They gave. They gave their steeds. They sold their livestock. They gave their armor. They gave their spears. They gave their swords. They gave their gold and silver. They gave everything so they could be part of that struggle. Why? Because those who are going off to jihad, they were doing something which they could not do themselves, yet they supported it in every shape or form that they could. My dear brothers and sisters, before I hand it over to Brother Faraz to make this plea to you all, let me remind you of this. There is no amount of money that is too big or too small in the eyes of Allah. And there is no amount of money that is too big or too small in the defense of Islam and Muslims. I could stand here and I could tell you that, look, we're not promising hundreds of shahadas in a remote Amazonian jungle or in West Africa or in Leicester Square. We're not promising you food parcels, tents, aid trucks for the miskeen. That work's going to carry on. It's going to carry on, and sadly, unless our situation changes, it's probably going to increase. But I promise you this. Wallahi, we will remain true to our cause, and for as long as Allah permits, we will have a group of committed Muslim journalists, qualified, competent, committed, God-fearing, in the cause of defending Islam and Muslims in the media. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Now.